Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and tonight, Amy and I are going to have just a heart-to-heart conversation, and we've got a special guest in the house. So, Amy, would you like to go ahead and come on on? How are you doing tonight?
Well, nobody listens to me. Nobody cares about me. I feel like I have no influence in my life at all.
You betcha. Okay, no.
So I'm hoping that our special guest, Ray Wilson, will be able to help us with that.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, because hopefully it's going to be how to be the most influential self in every situation. So, hey, Ray, how's it going?
It is going great, and I'm so happy to be with you you guys tonight and have a fun conversation about the heart.
Oh,
yay.
Yay, glad to have you with you. So, Ray, can you tell people a little bit about, you just kind of your backstory and how you got to be, having it? I'm just so excited about, being able to be, your most influential self. Maybe we get into how you got into that and just getting the ball started here.
Sure, absolutely. So I always say that need is the mother of invention. And
amen.
I got into it for my own personal profound need for it. I worked in the corporate environment for 25 years, worked my way up the corporate ladder, ultimately to a corporate VP position over 8 properties, handling all of the new property openings and on the executive committee. In fact, it was kind of a very unusual situation because the founder of our company was quadriplegic and had a sleep disorder. And that meant that he slept very, very little. And it was hard for him to really go places. So he just worked almost 24 hours a day, which really meant I worked 24 hours a day for years and years, and I was just so stressed out, so exhausted, and at one point I'm like, there's got to be a better way because I can't keep this up. And, as they say, when a student is ready, the master will appear. When I was genuinely ready to say, I just really cannot keep living this totally unbalanced, stressed out, exhausted lifestyle, the information started coming, and the teachers started coming, and the books started coming, and so it was really, the impetus was my own personal journey and my own need to get a handle on my, stress level and get a handle on myself. So that's how I began.
Well, I want to interject something here. I'm very impressed by you as a person and the work you do. And we were doing a little prep work before we started the podcast. And one thing that you are adamant about is that I always do my self-care every morning before I start my day. I'm making an assumption, so I want to see if this is right or not, that you weren't doing that before.
Well, my self-care back in the day was if I could get 2 hours sleep a night, that was self-care. So, no, there was no time for any of that. And,
I really want to honor you from moving from that place to being in a place now. That is what you do, and it's not negotiable. Yay, you.
Yeah, well, thank you. Well, as I was saying before the show started, it's honestly my most joyful, happy time of the day. So I do it because I know I need to do it, but I also do it because I really love it.
Yay.
Yeah.
So how do we get to the little, when we were talking about that? So, you know, what is it, when did you, how did you come up with the, of knowing how to be able to be your most, you know, influential self in every situation?
Oh, and what is that, though? What is the most influential self?
Yeah, what is that? Is that a kind of a pat answer for everybody, or is that kind of just like the, you know, defining sex? I mean, defining sex.
Hey, get sex out of this. Come on.
That was a Freudian. Oh, gosh, what was that? Okay. Anyway, having it where you're, you know, because like sometimes it comes to being able to define success and have that be different from everybody, depending on, you know, who you are and what's important to you.
Right. So, absolutely, because, you know, how one person defines success is way different than another person. So, the title, Be Your Most Influential Self in Every Situation, what that really means is for you're defining what the most influential is for you, but let me take a bunch of steps back and tell you what that really means to me. So I'm sure you've had lots of guests, and you know yourself from your own, you know, work and your own personal transformations. We know that everything really is energy. And, you know, sometimes I say that to people. I do a lot of work with government agencies and first responders, and you certainly can't go in with any kind of new age thought to those environments. But I say, you know, this is not a new age concept. Everybody, if you stop for a moment and think about it, knows that we are an energy system because we eat to, you know, get energy. We sleep to restore our energy. And if you've ever had a four-year-old asking you why, you know, the mom says, hey, go outside and run around and burn off some energy. So really, when you think about it, we know that we are an energy system, and that's just a practical thing. But how, so our basis is that we are an energy system, but where we're at in our own energy level totally determines how we perceive situations, how we show up, how we're able to handle anything that's going on, because we are energy vibrating at a certain point, and we all have an emotional set point, and our emotional set point is the result of our thoughts and our emotions and our perceptions and our, you know, where we are energetically at the moment. And so in order to be our most influential self in every situation, we have to be at our highest level. We have to be at our optimum level so that we can be influential. Because, and this actually goes back to the work with heart math, our energy actually affects other people in our environment. HeartMath teaches about being coherent, which is being in an emotionally balanced state. And we've done a whole lot of research about this. And, you know, the bottom line, without going deeply into the research, is that we know my emotional state affects someone else in my environment. And so to be your most influential self in every situation is you to be in a high emotional set point at your optimal level. And then whoever is in the highest emotional state sort of rules the energy exchange. And so that's how you're the most influential person in every situation, by, you know, ruling the energy exchange. And, of course, it's a win-win situation because, you know, the person that rules the energy exchange is the one that's the most balanced, loving, caring, and in service. So it's a win for everybody involved. So that's what I mean by being your most influential self in every situation.
Go ahead, Aim. Do you have something?
No, I'm just kind of sitting with it. I mean, and I agree totally with what you're saying. And so I think part of it, I don't think, how do I want to posture this? that a lot of people think about energy in terms of influence. You're dead on. I agree with what you're saying. And I know for me, I mean, I say it a little bit differently. When I'm working with people, because I'm dealing with a lot of people in conflict like you are, or a lot of people who have been traumatized, you know, in one way or another, a lot of times in the workplace, what I usually focus on is, say, whoever, you know, and a contract negotiator, you know, for missiles, building missiles in the government, that whoever stays the calmest is probably going to rule the day. And it's like really going to that center point, and the more crazy it gets, the more calm that I work to become. And I think we're saying the same thing. I'm just kind of looking, I've looked at it a little bit differently.
Right. And so you're absolutely right, because the person that's calm is in a coherent heart rhythm, which is everything is based on your emotion determines the shape of your actual heart rhythm. Every heartbeat actually follows your emotions. But before I explain that, okay, so Amy, I'm going to confess. The title is intended to intrigue you to say, what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I would maybe say it the way you say it, but I want people to say, oh, huh, maybe I want to know how to be the most influential person in every situation. And then after they start reading, they realize, oh, by being the calmest, by being the most emotionally balanced, by being in a state of care for the other person, that's how I get there.
I agree with what you're saying, because the audience that you want to support, that needs your help, they'll hear you when you talk about influential self, not necessarily the calmest self.
Exactly.
Yeah, that sounds kind of boring.
Yeah, it does sound kind of boring.
Yeah.
Calm self.
Yeah, the title is
work addicts and adrenaline junkies. And that, and
right.
I know, in my own personal work, when I, started in, I'm very much a work addict. And once I really came to grips with that, when I started working on this inner peace, or lots of ways you could frame that, first I'd work really hard and I'd get to that space, that overwhelming sense of peace, and I really felt like, crap, I'm really bored. Until I kind of got used to it. And like I said, that new emotional set point of, oh, this feels good, and good things happen when I'm in this space. But it was not easy for me to get there, because it was so different than my adrenaline addiction.
Well, you're absolutely right, because it is totally reframing, who you are to change. You know, honestly, there are people in our society that truly thrive on chaos. They thrive on drama. Because that's kind of their basically their normal set point. But at some point, that is totally going to wear you out.
Right. You're right. You're running the engine at full steam, and eventually, right, like you said, you can do things for a while, like you're working, 24 hours a day. I don't know how you did that for very long at all, but to do it for years.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't.
Wow.
She's a Wonder Woman. You're a Wonder Woman that you did that at all. I mean, after a week, I'd be like, I'm done.
You're making us wonder, woman. How the heck you did that?
Well, first of all, I was like a zombie. And second of all, I don't know, it just never dawned on me that I could, I'm such a loyal person. It's like, oh, this is my job. I'm going to work for you forever.
Sure.
It really did not dawn on me. I should maybe do something else. But anyway, those energy junkies or people that thrive on chaos, absolutely, I know people that would find that boring, but at some point you are literally going to deplete your energy system when you are constantly, go, go, go. And so that's actually what heart math would call depleting, a depleting emotion that drains your energy. And when you are, in an emotionally balanced state, it is literally like a battery that restores your energy. So, you can't deplete, and at some point you're just, you're burned out. And so, getting into a heart-centered place, into, an emotionally balanced state, is the thing that restores your energy. So I think, maybe I was just really slow to figure that out, that I needed to do that. But at some point, I think everybody gets there and says, man, I can't keep going like this. I got to find a better way.
Yeah, well, I think it culturally, we unfortunately, it's you get motivated to be in that adrenaline place and to keep going. I know when I left my job with the federal government, they literally replaced me with three people. And,
mm-hmm.
and I was totally burned out and went a whole nother
mm-hmm.
career path because of it. I didn't know there was another choice.
Yeah, me either for years and years.
Yeah, and that's why I do the work I do and the work you do, because we both took that fall from grace or however you want to define that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, I am starting to see a crack in corporate America, that there is interest in this, and whether it's for the right reasons or not, there's appeal because people, employees that are emotionally balanced and reducing stress are going to reduce your health care costs. There's an absolute correlation with stress
and
health care costs.
I mean, ultimately, they are more productive.
Absolutely. Reducing stress reduces health care costs, burnout, turnover, absenteeism,
error.
Mistakes. And so for a corporate client, they might not, you know, necessarily be going into it with the right motivation, you know, but it's a bottom line thing. If you
mm-hmm.
get your employees emotionally balanced and reducing stress, money is flowing to the bottom line for you. And then, you know, if whomever begins these programs, even if they were doing it to save money, if they do it for themselves ultimately, then they know, oh, you know, caring for other people doesn't just save money. It actually makes you feel good. And it makes
But when you're in that place of crazy, right, which I think you are, when you're caught up in that adrenaline, you're caught up in that work addiction, you know, you can't even think about, I want to do something to be nice. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You're so overwhelmed. And so, and I believe very strongly in how you're coming at it in terms of whatever influence, or it helps you be more productive or helps the bottom line, which it all does, because that's where they can hear you. It isn't about a judgment that's good or bad, whether they want to do this or not. When you're in that reptilian brain, when you're in that crazy place, you're not going to make decisions other than I'm going to survive no matter what, and I'm going to overtake
Exactly. And that's why I personally have such a strong appeal to work with business folks, corporate teams, because
mm-hmm.
I've been in your shoes. I know exactly how you feel. I know that you are coming home laying on your bed saying, I can't take it another minute. And so that's why I'm really passionate about working with executives that are burnt out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well,
and like
with HeartMath, that whatever the people's emotional state are, they slop over to others. When you're helping them, you're helping everybody around them.
Absolutely. So HeartMath has done a lot of research on how our emotions literally affect people in our environment. In fact, our emotions actually program the environment. And so what I mean by that is, you know, while we might not know the science behind it, we've all had experiences where we go into a room, and even though nobody's talking, you know, that old saying, you could cut the tension with a knife, you're like, I can feel that something's been going on in here. And that's because of the emotions that were being projected into the environment before you came in. They are literally in the environment. And, you know, so we actually, we communicate through an electromagnetic field that is around our body. And, you know, we tend to think that communication are our words. But research tells us that communication is only 7% words, 23% body language and voice tone, and 70% energetic. And so most of our communication is this energetic communication that's going on in the environment, And we all know this intuitively because we feel it every day, but we're not aware of it. But it is affecting all of our relationships, how we work together, how we feel at going to work, how we feel about being in that environment. So it's just, it has a massive effect.
So I'd like to kind of throw something in the mix here. Robin, I want you to think about this for a minute and come at it, you know, however it makes sense to you. But, you know, you owning that flower shop and you creating the environment. I know when people come into to the flower shop, they a lot of times they have this sense, you can tell they can take a breath. You've created a space where people can come in and just kind of take a breath. And the people that work for you and with you are like family. And once they come in there, they don't want to leave. They want to keep growing. So I'd like you to talk about a little bit about how you see this, you know, what she's talking about in your workplace that you have created.
Well, I think I kind of cheat a little bit for the fact that before we got on the air, we were talking about how, you know, Ray had just gotten back from being out in nature. And, boy, that's one thing that HeartMath also talks about is, you know, when we can get into a natural rhythm of the earth, how we automatically have that natural balance that we have with ourselves, that it's just an innate way that we know how to. So, like I said, I'm a cheater because I've got beautiful flowers around me every day. And instead of having it where you walk into a room and you feel the energy of, like, a fight or something that's happened, if you take flowers in there or you have flowers in that environment, it's automatically going to be something where they're there working super hard to help balance the energy as well. So it's something that you're bringing into an environment that it's whether it's conscious or unconscious, it's something that's really connecting us to that, you know, that slower, deeper, you know, connection that we have with ourselves and just the world in general. And I think, you know, having workers, have all the people that I come into my work. I mean, one thing that I was really grateful for is that my mom and I worked together for quite a while with her family-owned business. But, you know, she was always wanting to treat everyone just the same anyway. So I had a great model of, you know, we break bread together pretty much every day, and we share what's going on with each other. I support a couple of the girls that come and help me part-time. They're into theater and stuff like that. So, you know, I help them to get into programs and things like that they want to do, whether it's theater or whatever. So it's just like, you know, it's seeing things that really matter to people. And just like anything else with relationships with you know, whether it's, you know, a biological family or people that you bring around you, I really believe it's a spiritual family of being able to support people in the way that they want to be in the world and having them, you know, being able. Last week we did a thing where we talked to Martin Root about, you know, heaven on earth. Well, heaven on earth, you know, that's really just doing the things you love or having a way of being creative in the world that you know you matter. You're making a little bit of a difference in the world where you can be happier and you're making other people happy. I mean, it's pretty darn simple if you really think about it. There's lots of things in our world that can just make us feel like, you know, like Martin had shared last week about how we asked him, you know, what was his heaven on earth that day, and he said, you know, he looked at his wife and he blushed because he just loved her so much. We just kind of laughed, and she laughed at him because she just thought, gosh, you've been married for so long, and here you're blushing when you look at me. That's pretty funny. we were all jelly about that one, though. We're like, yeah, that's pretty darn great. So the same thing, I think that's something that HeartMath, I've been familiar with it for a while, and it's just something that science, you know, was something we've always known. The science is out there really proving it in just ways that, you know, we're just like, it's those total ahas of like, I knew that, you know, when we start hearing some of the things that they know and being able to do that. So I really would love us to talk a few minutes about, you know, how do we, you know, I know we're kind of dancing around it, but for somebody who's really new to HeartMath and not really knowing what we're talking about, you know, how can we be our most influential self?
Right. So, of course, like everything, it's all about you because everything emanates from who you're being in the moment. And so all of our work is always going to be about ourselves. So the very first thing, heart math, is about dropping into your heart because, you know, wherever you put your attention, your energy flows. So if I said put your, you know, think about your big toe, your energy would go to your big toe. So when we think about our heart, it gets us out of the brain, out of the thinking, out of the coulda, woulda, shoulda, and down into our heart. And our heart and our brain are actually in constant communication. people tend to think that our brain is where the action is, but in reality, our heart is where our intelligence lies. Through heart mass research, they've demonstrated that the 80% of the impulses that travel between your heart and your brain begin in the heart. And so the very first thing always is to focus your attention on your heart. And the second step, you know, heart mass has a whole suite of techniques that we teach. But the next step is always going to be deep breathing, you know, deep focused breathing while your attention is on your heart. And when you start breathing, deep breathing and focusing on your heart, you automatically go into a state of what heart math calls coherence, which is the shape of your heart rhythm begins to beat in an ordered, organized, even fashion. And that is so, so important because everything emanates from the shape of your heart rhythm. So how, the next thing that happens is how your autonomic nervous system is working is a direct result of the shape of your heart rhythm. So when you're in that balanced state, your autonomic nervous system is working at its optimal level. When you're out of balance, you know, your autonomic nervous system, which regulates 60 or 90% of your internal function, so it's like so important. When you're out of balance, it's like having one foot on the gas and one foot on the brake at the same time. Well, of course, we know when we do that, you know, we tear up our vehicle and we get poor gas mileage and our vehicle isn't going to last very long. And if our body is our energy system, which is our vehicle, if we're driving around with one foot on the gas and one foot on the brake at the same time, we're going to tear up our system too. So just getting into our heart and deep breathing is the very beginning step of coherence. And if we only remembered that, we would be making huge strides with our health, with our emotional set point, with getting back in balance. And what happens is the shape of our heart rhythm also determines which part of the brain that we're accessing. So quite literally, when we're out of balance, as Amy talked about a second ago, being in that reptilian brain, if you are incoherent, you are definitely thinking with that reptilian brain, and you're just in that repeating cycle or fight or flight. So getting into our heart, deep breathing, taking a few minutes allows us to switch back into that frontal lobe where we're actually thinking, we're actually choosing instead of reacting. So that's the primary step.
Beautiful. So we'd love to have you talk a little bit about your work and how people can reach you.
Well, I would love to tell you. So about my book, Be Your Most Influential Self in Every Situation, is going to be available on Amazon by the end of the month. So I'm very excited because it's my first book.
Congratulations. That's exciting. Yay.
Yeah. The name of my company is P4 Training Solutions, and you can find me at p4trainingsolutions.com, and all of my contact information is on the website. And, you know, I do a lot of work, as I said, you know, corporate work, you know, working with business executives. I'm working with some police departments and just about to sign a contract with a fire department. A lot of first responders. But, you know, this applies to corporate executives and soccer moms. Anybody that's experiencing stress want to learn how to, you know, reduce stress and be at their optimal state.
That's so great. That's so great. So, and you can also go to HeartMath. Is it heartmath.com?
.org.
Yep, heartmath.com, and there's also heartmath.net. They have a for-profit side and a not-for-profit side. So then they have just tons of fantastic information.
Well, gosh, thank you so much, Ray, for just sharing, you know, a little bit about HeartMath. My boy, we could have a whole 4-day seminar about HeartMath for sure. And thank you for sharing a little bit about your new book and what's going on with everything. We'll have to have you come back.
Mm-hmm.
That would be fantastic. I so love what you, Amy and Robin, what you guys are doing, and I love your show. And it's just really a pleasure to hang out with you.
Oh, we're honored to have
you. Yeah, very, very, very much so. So we're just going to plan on having you back. We won't say goodbye. We'll just say we'll see you later.
Okay. That's
yeah.
To me.
Okay, great. Okay, great. You know, we've got the Cafe Book Club, and next week we're going to be starting a book, our newest book, so we're excited about that. And we may have to be bringing yours in and being a Muslim individual.
I think
so we can talk about that. Yeah. Yeah, so let's plan on that maybe in a few months, getting that back in here. That'd be something great for the holidays. We can be able to have that something. We can bring some heart to the holidays. I think that would be wonderful.
That sounds great. You know, it's a time where people actually experience a lot of stress. And my book is very much based on tips, tools, things you can apply right now. So,
well, that sounds perfect. Yeah. We'll get it before Thanksgiving so we're diving into the holidays with it. That'll be a great idea.
Great idea.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, and we also want to thank our international audience, all you guys out there that are just always come and check us out here at the cafe. And any questions, comments, we'd love to hear from you as always. And we want to thank you for here. So thank you, Ray, for joining us, and we'll see you next time here at the cafe.
All right. Thank you. Night, ladies.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.